A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. It's me, Ben Roy Turner, joined with Josh Brown, of all people. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Ben Roy. How are you doing?
I'm good, you know, just the woken up off the hump to come on a little video view and talk about some video games and video games that like to be remade and, you know, remade in a decent way. But is this part of the remake going to be any good? So you've got some news for us about Final Fantasy VII Remake. How many times can I say remake? We'll find out. Let's talk about that remake. Josh, get to us with that remake.
100%. I'm going to make it even more confusing because obviously the Final Fantasy VII Remake came out last year, but there are now talks and rumours of an upcoming remastered version of the remake coming to PlayStation 5. And now I say remaster because this is going to be more than just a upgrade like God of War has gotten recently. You know, it's all Ghost of Tsushima. It's going to be more than just upping the resolution to 4K, you know, 60 frames per second, stuff like that. Anyway, this has been picked up by outlets like GamesRadar and stuff who have reported that a Final Fantasy leaker who goes by the name of Navtra has been discussing the chances of a Final Fantasy VII remake remaster on Reset Era, and they've been saying that this is going to be a substantial release, it's going to cost money, it's not going to be a free upgrade, and the reason it's going to cost money is primarily because it's going to feature new story content. Now, there were rumors like last month suggesting that this was going to happen, but the story content part, like, that is new, and it could justify why they're going to essentially re-release the game a year after it came out in an era where that's kind of, like, outmoded at the moment. You know, Xbox has their smart delivery system, even Sony's been upgrading their PlayStation 4 games, you know, free of charge, like I said, but this seems like it's going to be a re-release that's going to coincide with the timed exclusivity running out in April. It's going to come, according to this rumor, to PS5, PC, but not yet Xbox One or Xbox Series X or anything like that. Ben Roy, what do you think about this, and do you want more Final Fantasy VII goodness in your life?
I do want more Final Fantasy VII goodness in the realms of the remake. I won't play this entire thing again for what will be half an hour to 2 hours. No, 2 hours is too generous. Half an hour to an hour worth of stuff.
Like, right.
It just being realistic, I can't see it being that much more. Like, where are they going to throw in an extra sort of chapter in the middle where they cut out? Are they going to throw in an extra few cutscenes or something like that? Or maybe one of the other cuts, like the characters, like maybe we go to Wedge's shed.
Like,
maybe that was cut. But in this round, I'm skeptical. I don't have high hopes for it. I'm just kind of like, whatever they do, it might have been cancelled DLC. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when we get these promises of things, it's never that. If it was cut out, it's not exactly going to be that substantial, I don't think. So to take the route, maybe we follow, because neither of us have played the original game. Or did you play the original game in the other camera?
No, we still haven't played the original, just played the remake.
Who needs to now? There's the remake, so that'll trigger some people.
You're going to get so much hate for that.
And I can feel like Scott's just woken up out of that just somewhere. But maybe they just shove in a bit more about that random cat lad that just appeared, like, all sad for a second when part of the spoilers, the city fell down, part of the pizza just fell to the floor and crushed a bunch of people. Do you think the cat will come back? Do you think
I don't know, man, because, like, I'm here for more story content. Like, I really love the story in the original remake. I liked what they're doing with the ending. No spoilers here. But obviously, there is so much more Final Fantasy VII to come. Like you said, it's only the beginning of the original game, essentially, that's being adapted here. And my main issue with the remake, even though I did love it in the end, was that it felt, you know, I don't think it's cutting-edge criticism to say that it felt bloated, it felt, like, padded out to a ridiculous extent where there were long stretches of, you know, content and missions and story content that just kind of felt like it wasn't necessarily needed and was just there to, like, add to the runtime. And I hope it's not just more of that. I hope the story content we get is substantial, but I don't know what that could be, because obviously we've got another part at least coming in the future. Maybe it's going to be something that kind of bridges the gap between the sequels or something, leaves a potential a bit more, or maybe elaborates on the ending a little bit more. Like, I'm not entirely sure, but it must be enough to try to, at least on Square Enix's part, justify this re-release, because they're going to be charging people for it. And I actually would play Final Fantasy VII again, because for as much as I love the original, like I keep saying, I think you could tell, you know, we've talked about this in podcasts before, you can tell where that game was kind of bottlenecking its power. You know, it had these gorgeous, you know, like best-in-class character models, but then you looked at the textures in the background on, like, the taps or the mirrors or whatever, and it was, like, PS2 era, you know what I mean? Because there had to be a trade-off to get those character models as high fidelity as you can. So hopefully a remaster can give the game more juice and just raise that bar generally, you know, make everything look as good as it can be and not have those weird inconsistencies where you're just looking at a blob and you're trying to make out exactly what texture it is.
So you say that, Josh, but I think in my head they're double dipping, because a certain Marvel-based game came out last year and lost a lot of money. So if they can double dip with something that made them some money, perhaps they can get involved. I'll be curious to see what it is, and I'll be curious to see why they didn't go down the DLC route. Maybe just DLC is just dead forever. Like, I mean, if you go back to, like, say, when I sidetracked to Dead Space, like, they have a month and you go there and it's like 74 bits of, like, DLC and it's like, what's going on here? But I think this is more, let's try and get some more sales out of this, because, oh God, the Marvel thing didn't sell that well.
I didn't think about that.
Our pennies are hurt. Our penny purse is empty and we need some more pennies.
I mean, if they were doing that, I wonder why, like, there's been no real rumors of a, like, Xbox version of this. You know, I wonder whether they're just going to get, like, the base game when the exclusivity is up, and in the next gen version or whatever is going to remain exclusive, console exclusive to, you know,
they'll
PlayStation.
They'll get everything.
I do imagine, you know, I feel like it's in Square Enix's nature to want to get as much money out of this project as possible, and I guess that's their prerogative, but I just hope it justifies the cost at the end of the day. Like you said, I hope it's not just an hour of flimsy additional content so you can put it on the box and then sell it again or whatever, because I want more next-gen experiences, man, and I hope it is a proper big effort. Apparently, there is a Final Fantasy Orchestra happening at the end of this week. The write-up also indicates that we might hear some news there. Apparently, they've been teasing something Final Fantasy VII Remake adjacent to be announced. Whether or not it's going to be this, like, who knows? But we only have a few months at the moment to wait until that exclusivity is up and hopefully get more information on whatever this remake remastered project actually is.
I'll just have to preface by saying, like, if it was that, like, if it's that substantial and it isn't in the base game, and then the people with the base game are just kind of, like, left out, it's like, then you get the whole thing, why didn't I get my thing? And, like, how many versions of Kingdom Hearts 0.75 Remix 2.9, let's do a little tap dance jig sort of thing. Fun fact, I checked on PlayStation the other day, and my sister has put in 500 plus hours to Remix 1 and 2. I forget the name, but one of the people that helmed those games was involved in this remake, wasn't it, Josh?
Yes, was the director, the Kingdom Hearts director, and directed this. So, and
well, I think so maybe.
Sorry, go on.
So maybe this is Final Fantasy VII Remix Part 2 Boogaloo sort of thing. I can't see it being anything more than like an hour. I can't see it of stuff, or maybe it's just thinking realistically, like, why would they do this? And why they're doing this is because they need a bit more money probably right now.
Probably. Ben Roy, you're probably right, but I've got to keep optimistic, man. There's so little until, like, May that's coming out that I need some games to look forward to at the moment, and a big re-release of Final Fantasy VII would tide me over. I mean, Scott's played like 100 hours of that. You got the platinum. It was the one game that he got on the platinum hunt for. So obviously there is a desire to even just play around with these systems a bit more. Obviously the combat was like really, really engaging, had a lot of depth once you got to grips with everything. So there's I think there's a way to give people a substantial experience, but like you said, people will be annoyed if it is a substantial story-based thing, and the people who only own the regular version have to, you know, spend money to get it. That will create, I think, a lot of friction in the fandom if that's the way they go about it. So I think they're essentially between a rock and a hard place, because they can't make it too substantial because it'll annoy people who don't want to buy it, but they can't make it too flimsy, because then people will be like, well, why do I want to spend more money on a re-release just for this thing? You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't kind of deal, I think, as Bart Simpson said.
Yeah, and I'm just going to have to end this video impersonating that cat and being like, what do you all think about this? Are you going to buy Final Fantasy VII Remake Remix Part 2 Boogaloo again? Or are you just going to YouTube it? Or are you just going to wait until the Square Enix give in and give you a little cheeky patch on the old gen version? Let us know down in the comments below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. Tweet us at WCultureGaming and tell us that you actually want to play a Remix Part 2 Boogaloo. Josh, where can they boogaloo you at on Twitter?
They can boogaloo me at Josh Brown, but add an extra O in the Brown so it sounds like Broon, and that's where I am.
I wish you were just Josh Broom at this point. Just imagine that, this is my broom. I'm doing a trigger impression on a Final Fantasy video. And you can follow me at Benroy Turner. Just like the video. And we'll see you soon. Bye. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.